Yesterday afternoon, the National Weather Service in Tulsa issued a severe thunderstorm watch for eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas, warning residents that some could be life-threatening. By 9 p.m., a series of intense storms along the border crossed north into Washington and Benton counties, but weakened. But another massive storm crossed over North Sebastian County into South Franklin County, then Johnson County, where it left a trail of destruction and death. Robert Darby's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Tulsa.
Well, we had a strong storm system move over our area yesterday, producing numerous tornadoes across eastern Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. There was a supercell that had developed across far southeast Oklahoma that produced a brief tornado in central LaFleur County, and that storm moved up into Franklin County and produced a tornado near the Denning area that caused extensive damage and fatalities at that location.
Renee Pressler, spokesperson with the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management.
Well, right now we do know that there are two fatalities in Franklin County, as well as one fatality with two injuries in Johnson County. Both areas were affected through the storms of last night. They are still working to make sure that everyone is accounted for, as well as getting estimates on damages before the rest of the storms come in today.
Officials later reported another fatality, which occurred in Strawberry in Johnson County. According to the National Weather Service in Tulsa, the upper level responsible for Tuesday's severe weather has moved across the state, but a cold front aloft could create more unstable conditions and bring isolated thunderstorms and heavy winds this afternoon and later tonight. After the tornado moved through Denning last night, even with power lines and trees littering rural roadways, emergency workers were on the scene. Fred Mullen is director of Franklin County Emergency Operations.
We have a line of damage through the middle part of Franklin County. Begins in a community named Etna, E-T-N-A, Etna, and spreads over to the eastern border of our county with Johnson County line with Johnson County. The damaged area is probably about a quarter of a mile, maybe a little wider, the most severe damage. We've got homes that have been destroyed, a lot of farm buildings that have been destroyed. We've got some injuries in the area.
Injured residents are being taken to area hospitals at Ozark and Fort Smith. Emergency staging was set up at Ozark Middle School on the northern edge of the damaged Altus-Denning area and at the Oak Ben Etna Fire Department.
We've completed the search effort. Was pretty well wrapped up. We're doing welfare checks on some people that their family members had difficulties getting in touch with other family members, so we're out doing welfare checks for that right now.
Mullen credits a surge of help on the scene last night and this morning who helped search the mostly rural area.
The city of Altus is about 800 and something folks. And then down in the little communities of Denning and Alex and the unincorporated area, it's a strong farming community. It's a river bottom row crop land and cattle farms and chicken farms down there. And I would say in the area that was impacted in here, we're looking at about 1,500 people. And then in the Oak Bend Etna area, probably a population of about 500.
Mullen says response by those wanting to help has been overwhelming.
You know, we've really been blessed so far. We've had 250 responders show up so far. We've turned the corner on the search efforts. We're already starting to get a little bit into the recovery mode. At this time, I don't know what specific needs are for the people in this area. We have a shelter set up for them. But anything other than that, I don't know what is needed at this time. There are going to be some families without homes, and of course we'll be looking at the faith-based community, and the Red Cross is providing them with temporary lodging.
And no one seems to be missing.
We have no one reported as missing. We have about 12 names of persons whose homes have been checked. But they have family members or friends that have tried to contact them, and they've not been able to reach them. Some of those people have, you know, they've merely gone somewhere else in the area. They've gone to a family member's or a friend's home, but they may have gone to work. But right now, we've decided to go ahead and look at that list of names again and go ahead and recheck those properties. But no one has actually been reported missing.
According to Damage on the Ground, Fred Mullen estimates the tornado raked up 9 miles of destruction before lifting. The Red Cross has opened a shelter in the gym of the United Methodist Church in Ozark early this morning. So far, 14 people have died due to Tuesday night's violent storms across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.